102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock double shot Thursday. Two from Journey, Roger and JP, 749. And yeah, we are seeing it more and more, and some of us are like, oh, that's terrible. Other people, parents, are like, this is the solution to everything, and it's having some sort of electronics at the dinner table, especially when you go out to dinner.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, I guess it was 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, Roger and I were at Carrabba's for a dinner. We used to do the commercials for them, so we used to always have to, you know, go over the new menus. And I saw a mother and a father and like a four-year-old daughter come in, and before anything even happened, they set up a DVD player in front of the kid, and so just to keep the kid quiet, and then they had the conversation. I lost my mind. I lost my mind because I knew right then and there, if I ever did, my father ever saw me do that, just to keep my kid quiet, my father would punch the snot out of me right then and there in the restaurant. Would never let it happen. And I'm, for whatever reason, big on that. Like, when we're out, it's all of us. We're engaged. Mm-hmm. You know, and now my kids are a little bit older than Brett's by a few years, but I was surprised, especially coming from an Italian background, Brett, that you are.
And why is that?
Because with Italians, it's about, when it comes to the meal, it's about the meal and the family and together, and everybody's talking and everybody's probably yelling at some point, but it's about that. The iPad at the dinner table in a restaurant. No way. I'm just surprised from him. That's all.
But Brett, our producer, your son's five, and you say it's like, you see it as a totally good thing.
I see it helps us to have dinner out without having to worry as much.
Right. But like when my kids were younger, if they acted up, I took them and I dragged them outside.
And who wants to do that? Why do I want to get up and take my kid, which I've done before, and that's how this kind of stuff started? And, you know, what is it any different than him coloring at the table?
Yeah.
Why?
It's definitely different because if they're coloring at the table, a lot of times I'll pick up a crayon and I'll color with them, or I'll do the word search with them. Or
and what if
like
I don't
that.
Do it? Am I a bad parent for not doing
I'm
it
not
with them?
I'm not saying you're a bad parent.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm like,
maybe not totally.
We want to be interactive.
Right.
You want us to be interactive at the table. Say he's coloring without me interacting. Is it the same thing?
With the kids. I just think it's different. I mean, this electronic thing at the table. Listen,
it's where we are. That's why, and what started this is that.
And if you're not part of the solution, Brett, you're part of the friggin' problem.
Well, guess what? I'm not in charge of these chain restaurants, which have these little tablets at the table, which in addition to being able to order food and to pay your bill on, have these games where for an extra couple of bucks, you can keep yourself and or child or children entertained for the entire time at dinner instead of worrying about them being bored and getting up and running around the restaurant or disturbing other people. I want to eat my meal just as much as anyone else. And I don't want to be disturbed.
Yeah, but you don't want...
But I also interact with my kid. It doesn't have to be necessarily at that dinner table. How do you know I didn't interact with him 4 hours
I'm not talking about 4 hours. I'm just talking about out at a restaurant and a dinner table. I just think electronics at the table and that kind of stuff is... Listen, maybe I'm just old-fashioned
at this point. Because you're saying people shouldn't interact. That's what you're saying.
I think, you know what? If my kids misbehaved, I dragged them outside. I explained what the problem is. I told them how they were going to act. And we came back in. And then everything was cool. You know?
And I've done that, too.
Huh?
And I've done that too. I mean, I think it's no different.
But you just got told me it's you use that because you don't want to do that
anymore.
Right, he's done doing
or
it.
When I don't have to do it, it's where we are now. You can look at the kids. Look at the phone. They're sitting there with electronics all day and all night. Whether it's video games, whether it's TV, whether it's a phone.
What about at home?
iPads.
What are you doing at home?
Unfortunately, we have established that during dinner as well, just because of our setup in our co-op. And when I worked overnights,
oh, you guys are watching TV. You mean
he's watching TV. I'm trying to catch up on my shows, and which I don't even have anymore. So
right,
I'm not even doing that. So now it's become habit, unfortunately. So that I would like to get rid of a little bit.
Yeah.
But going out, you're fine with totally.
Of course, I don't want to be disturbed. I don't want to disturb other people. My son is eating. It's not like he's not eating, just staring at it, or he has headphones on.
So in conclusion, Brett doesn't like to interact with his son in public. What do you think of that? 955-WBAB.
That is not. That is absolutely not.
I think that was very eloquently put.
I think that was a false statement and a big assumption.
754. Here's
I
that.
Think finally Raj said it.
Northern Parkway westbound, making your way into the SAG at exit 4.
Not endorsement. 758, Roger and JP on BAB. We're just talking about having like electronics when you're out to dinner. I mean, even at home at dinner. You know, when we were kids, not a chance you could sit at the table and do anything but the family talk, the family. It's a family get-together time, that kind of thing.
I think that's interesting you just said that. Brett, were you allowed to have the TV on as a kid at home during meals?
As we got older, yeah. We actually
I can see that.
My parents incorporated a TV into the kitchen.
So,
and now it's become much more common to have TVs or video games at the dinner table, and a lot of parents think it's good. I mean, Brett's one of them. He's like,
and so do chain restaurants.
And chain restaurants have them, you're right.
Well, chain restaurants will do anything to get families in the door.
Right, okay. And that's what where families are going. That's why they're doing it. They know their customer. So obviously it's a trend, and parents like it.
They're bad people.
Good morning, B.A.B. What do you think?
Listen, I got to tell you, I went to Applebee's with my 15-year-old daughter the other day, and I saw one of those machines on the table. And I got to tell you, there is no more family value at the dinner table anymore. And just like J.P. said, growing up, if we did stuff like that, you got a dish thrown at you. If the phone rang, it came off the wall. I'm from a real Italian guy, real Italian family. These kids, I mean, I don't get it. I don't understand it. I understand all about everything you guys are saying,
yeah.
But the reality is, it's family time. It's not game time.
I love the argument that it's family time. It's about getting together. And my father would beat the crap out of me.
Right.
If we didn't have this family
time. And
that
was family time.
And he would scream the N-word at me. If we didn't have this family time.
I don't know about the N-word, but there'd be F-bombs all over the place.
I like that argument.
Brett has no problem with it. Says it makes going out to dinner that much easier. His son's happy. They're happy.
And the patrons are happy in the restaurant.
What do you guys think? 955 WBAB. Double Shot Rocks, Thursday. Rocks, Rocks, 102.3 WBAB. Double Shot Thursday. This first one from the police. It's a little after 8 o'clock. We're talking about having like tablets at the tables at restaurants when you go out. A lot of the chains are doing it and supplying them for you at the table. And, you know, when you see kids doing that, a lot of us who are adults are going to look like, man, we would never have been able to do that when we were kids. But things are changing. Brett, our producer, is like, listen, this works. There's no reason it's a problem. You know, I take care of my kid. I watch him. He's not becoming just a video game head, but at the dinner table, out, it keeps him from bothering other people or it keeps him from being bored, I guess. Good morning, B.A.B. You agree with Brett? What do you think?
Who are you to tell me what my kid can do at a restaurant?
Nobody. Yeah.
No one's telling you what you can and cannot do.
If
I didn't tell.
If my kid's not disturbing you, you should be happy.
That's right.
Right. I didn't say to Brett, you can't do that.
Yeah,
I
just, JP.
If my kid's not disturbing you and I get to eat peacefully, why does it matter to you? Why is it anything? And how does that relate to what I do at home? That's totally different. And you don't know my child. Maybe I have a hyperactive child. Maybe a game just keeps him calm in a restaurant. A restaurant's a boring place.
So you want to ruin your kid at a restaurant? Go ahead.
Oh!
It's not ruining my kid. Dude, it's making my kid peaceful and calm. My wife calm.
I gotcha.
People around me calm.
Okay.
Right.
The only reason it even came up, I don't care what that guy does with his kid. I really could care less.
Mm-hmm.
I was just very surprised knowing how active Brett is. I know Brett gets his kid every day. I know Brett reads to his kid. I know Brett plays hockey with his kid every day.
Yeah.
I know Brett takes him to his... I know Brett. I was shocked, just shocked that he would be down with that. That's all.
Electronics at the dinner table.
And it's wrong. Your teacher, the subject of schoolgirl
fantasy. She wants you so badly. AB, Long Island's only classic rock. Double Shot Thursday, 2 from the police. Roger and JP, it's 8:07. Yeah, we talked about this real quick yesterday around this time, and it really got quite a reaction, so we figured we'd talk to you guys about it. And it's having electronics at the dinner table, which a lot of us react to. No way, that should never happen. But Brett, our producer, has made some really good arguments for having the electronics at the dinner table.
The kids are used to it in their everyday lives, doing it almost every moment, unfortunately. And fortunately, too, because it's easier to get information or what have you. But now it's being brought into the restaurants, and they're giving tablets at the table.
Right.
And for a little extra fee, you got games and stuff to keep them entertained. And it's just what they're used to. It's what today is,
right,
for better or for worse.
But you said you're upset that it happens at home, too. So why don't you squash it?
Well, I can try to do that. But unfortunately, that's
a family habit.
Why try?
Break.
What's in your way?
Doing it for 5 years of my son's life.
And how old is he?
He's five. So.
You're for or against stuff? I mean, it's real easy to say you're against, but people with kids now are like, listen, this keeps peace. And, you know, you can't fault Brett because he does interact with his son his whole life. So if he has electronics at the table, what's the difference if it's there or it's somewhere else? It just, him and his wife get to have a peaceful dinner out. It keeps him occupied.
He's so
at 5 years old.
He's so great as a dad, yet he throws in the towel as soon as he gets to the restaurant.
It's not throwing in the towel. It's based on experience of chasing my son around the restaurant because he wouldn't sit.
It's like Sylvester Stallone in Rocky IV when Apollo's in the ring against the Russian. Throw the damn towel!
Nothing to do with it.
Good morning, B.A.B. You got an opinion? Go ahead.
Hey, that last guy on the phone there was a complete idiot.
Why?
What is freaking wrong with him? Don't even respect anybody but himself. Come on, listen. My wife is from Jamaica. All right?
Okay.
She said the
Queens
in the United States got it too freaking soft. A little wallop in the head never hurt anybody. You get where I'm coming from? I'm 53 years old. I had a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. Teach my kids to respect people.
Wait a second. You're 53 with a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old?
And another one on the way, kid.
Oh, wait.
Dude, did you ever think to aim for the pillow, maybe?
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
I'm never going to retire. I'm a cousin. I'm going to die in a job in the Hamptons. I already accepted it.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? But I teach my children to be respectful outside. People come, they come home, people say, your kids are so good. I'm like, these kids, they act like animals at home.
Right.
But when they go out, they know how to say, yes, sir, no, sir, thank you, can I have, please? None of this nonsense for more.
All right. Thank
but my
you.
Son, we make sure our son orders good his call. Food. And he says, please and thank you.
I have a problem with that.
So manners and being entertained at the table.
I have a
are
problem with
things.
That with Isabella.
Oh, yeah?
Isabella's very shy. She, and I made a big deal out of it. We went out to dinner last week, and I made a big deal out of that. Joseph will look you in the eye and tell you what he wants when he wants. He'll order his food, no problem.
Right.
Isabella gets shy and wants her mother to order her food for her. Hell no. That drives me nuts.
Yeah, she'll learn that with confidence, though.
Gotcha.
But she says please and thank you and stuff, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Of course. So.
Absolutely, but I want you to look look somebody in the eye and speak to them. You're 9.
That is something definitely.
Or
something
I will
to be
kill
learned.
You.
She'll learn it. It takes time. Confidence. It's 8:11. Sunny and 72.
I'll kill mommy first, but you're next.
Right here in the restaurant.
Right
in here.
See this butter knife? You show that waitress respect. Bitch! I will punch you. I'll have another Diet Coke, please. Thank you. Lemon?
Ted has the roads.
347 eastbound into the area of Helen Avenue. It's a slow go there. We have an accident. Westbound side slow coming past that as well. An accident on the Northern Parkway westbound slows things from 347.